Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein calling from District 5 down in Eldersburg and Sykesville area. I'm going to break this podcast up into a few different areas. The first, I know, sounds often like a broken record and has to do with COVID-19 and the vaccines. Earlier this week, our governor did announce opening of retail and restaurants to allow for more patronage into our community stores. As always, I ask that we shop local and let's take care of our community. Nobody does better in Carroll County or knows those in Carroll County better than ourselves. And that actually leads me right into the next piece, which is the vaccines. Recently, I had a meeting with Acting Secretary Dennis Schrader, and a real shout out goes to both Senators Katie Hester and Justin Reedy, along with Delegates April Rose and Susan Krebs, that joined me in this phone call with the acting secretary and his team. I asked for the phone call and a discussion with the secretary to talk about specifically the allocation of vaccines coming into Carroll County. There continues to be frustration, angst, and anxiety from the community, you, along with me, on trying to get the vaccines into the arms of Carroll Countyans. Once again, I do truly believe that no one knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans themselves. So the discussion was to the secretary, how can we get more vaccines into Carroll County to focus on completing phase 1B, those that are 75 and over, along with our educators as we continue to move in the direction of opening our schools. In addition to the phone call, I was partnered with Carroll County Health Director Ed Singer on Tuesday evening for a town hall webinar where we took a few dozen questions from the community on the vaccines and the allocation of the vaccines and also troubleshooting some of the challenges that the community is having in getting the vaccines. Up front, I shared with Ed Singer, along with you, the community, that's important to be transparent and candid. And as I say, let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, what are we doing well? The bad, what are we not doing well? And the ugly is pretty much, what are we doing okay, but maybe not as efficient as we should be? And it did not disappoint. Many of the questions that were asked really did fall into the bad and ugly stages, and it gave us the ability to share with you what we are doing to focus on that, and if necessary, change some of the ways we do our processes and practices. Ed Singer was very clear, and I really appreciate that. I do appreciate him and his team in their deliberate approach in getting the vaccines to the most vulnerable communities within Carroll County. Although the state may have moved on to 1C, which is the 65 and over population, in Carroll County, we're still at 1B, probably for the next few weeks. Those that want to get shots that are in 1C, you can through pharmacies or some of the regional centers. And I know they're posted on the Maryland websites to register for those vaccines. If you want to get it from our health department and you're still in the 1C category, you can be identified, but you will not be able to register for the vaccine until we actually move into the 1C, which again will be in a couple weeks. Although there's a lot of frustration, I do appreciate the community's willingness to listen and learn to what's going on. And as I've shared before, we're going to lead through this together and get to a level of normalcy. I believe, and I'm no doctor, and I don't play one on TV, but I do believe that we will get to that level of normalcy before the year's end, if not sooner. Now to move on to some other opportunities for Carroll Countyans to really enjoy the community. As we are moving into spring, it's time to really start enjoying the outdoors. We have farm-to-table opportunities, wine trails, lots of family fun across the county, bike trails, a lot of history within Carroll County, and then also some of the upcoming events. Our world-famous Peep Show, it'll be the 14th annual Peep Show, although not at the Art Center, it will be in the Town Mall of Westminster, starting on March 26th and going through April 5th. We have our Farm and Toy Show on March 10th, and our 51st, believe it or not, 51st annual flower and plant market at the end of April through the beginning of May. These are just a few of the events that are happening here in Carroll County. So I really do encourage everyone to enjoy the opportunities to getting outdoors, taking advantage of what Carroll County has to offer. With that said, I do give the safety message. As Governor Hogan announced the opening of all the stores and all the restaurants, the enforcement of masks must continue. I know it's a pain in the neck. I personally don't like wearing them. But if we are going to be inside in the grocery stores and public facilities, we must continue to wear the masks and keep safe distancing. I do believe that those practices helped us get to where we are today. So if we continue to do that while we enjoy the outdoors, while we're enjoying things and opportunities, we're going to get through this together. Also, as the weather is beautiful and will continue to be beautiful throughout spring, as I'm hoping, take a walk down the main streets. We have 8 separate main streets from Hampstead and New Windsor and Union Bridge, Manchester and Sykesville, Westminster, Mount Airy and Tawnytown, all having their own unique charm to them, all having a flavor of history. If you like the history from Tawnytown, established in the mid-1700s in the 18th century, to all the different towns and the uniqueness that they do provide. Again, another opportunity to shop and eat local and take care of Carroll County. Also, it's an opportunity to really enjoy the parks, from the nature centers at Bear Branch and Piney Run to going up to Hoshua and Morgan Run and Westminster Parks, all throughout Westminster. It's just a great opportunity to get outside, enjoy family time, enjoy safe, opportunities to having fun. I guess the bottom line, what I'm trying to share with you is 2020 was a very difficult year for so many of us going through some very difficult times. Who would have ever thought that we'd be going through a pandemic that's lasting over a year? I'm looking forward to 2021 being such a better year. As I'm looking outside, the weather is just beautiful, and I'm really looking forward to being with family, friends, and neighbors as we continue to move forward. I'm wishing everyone a super day. Enjoy, again, the family and friends that surround us. Continue to look out for those still in harm's way. Let's have strength and courage for those still fighting through this pandemic. Let's continue to say thanks to all those volunteers, from those school nurses that are out there and all the volunteers at the vaccine sites, to all the men and women in red, blue, and green. The two words, thank you, can never be said enough. And from me to you, I thank you for always doing what's right. This is again Commissioner Ed Rothstein, wishing you an awesome day. As always, life is good.